Sedona, we've come back down south on 17, turned east on the 101, pulled into Allison's home in the Arrowhead area. Brand new homeowner with a project she wants to talk about John. Allison, go ahead.
Yes, hi. I moved into this house, and it's got nice coating on the outdoor patio. It's got a covered patio. There's a grotto, and the pool. There's a big chunk of pool that needs to be covered too. But I was wondering, and I know you can't give a direct quote, but I'm just asking if there's is there a significant difference in the cost for just regular pool decks as opposed to something real extravagant with decorative type?
Can I ask you a question first?
Sure.
What's your favorite brand of coffee?
I got it all, Allie.
You got it all?
Oh, wait, well.
That's a good question. A lot of the customers that I talk to, they ask for a quote for the cool deck type texture, and be happy to give you one of those. And I also like to show the most expensive options that we offer, as well as something right in between. And after I do that with the customer, they have a pretty good idea of the easiest way out financially and what the Cadillac of all coatings actually is. And then I leave it up to them to figure out how much they want to put into it. But splitting the area between the covered patio and the pool deck and doing something different on each one is very common.
Now, that's very interesting. There are not a lot of industries or tradesmen that offer different pricing options. But if you've ever been to a Concrete Decor Show or World of Concrete, from my understanding, that's the biggest show Las Vegas has throughout the year is the World of Concrete Show. The number of products that are available and the number of options are mind-blowing.
Yeah, I was just there a few months ago, and it was days of just walking through, seeing all the different technologies that are out there. And that's one thing we try to do is stay abreast on what's new with the products and the techniques. And there's all kinds of people doing some different things. So we try to keep up on what's new and make sure we offer that to our customers.
And with the different options on pricing, you're still able to, I'm sure the warranty may change a little bit with that from manufacturer or...
Yeah, everything's a little bit different. We do try to keep a standard warranty that's pretty much industry standard, and that's usually for delamination, meaning that anything we put down will not peel up or flake. But we don't warranty cracks, but we do try to warranty everything the same. And most of the difference between all of our coatings is just the amount of time and material that goes down. It is generally the same material going down, but a lot of our techniques are more labor intensive than others, and we just need to charge more because we're on site for sometimes a week and a half trying to perfect a floor for somebody.
That's also an important thing to note is if, especially in an interior application, you're not going to have your floor for a couple days.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of people think that this is just like someone coming in and painting a wall or something in just one day and we're done. But there's usually a full day of demolition and preparation of the surface. And then we usually have a cleaning day with a base coat. And then there's the texture coat day and the color day and the clear day and sometimes even a cleanup day. So it is a full week usually on even the smallest job.
So it's a good project if you're leaving for the summer, have a summer vacation to schedule the work done then.
Yeah, especially on a demo day. Nobody wants to be around when we're grinding because it's not fun.
When my first polymer job, I didn't even think about it, but it was for a home I was living in. And I woke up and I was like, what strange. I didn't know we were expecting rain, but it wasn't. It was all the condensation because I had the windows closed. Was from the hydration of the products. It was just saturated the windows from the inside.
Right.
Something new. And as we get to price, it brings up what Doug wrote in and said, I'm going to just round this up, 1,000 square foot home and or garage, and I'm looking to have an epoxy. And I've gotten bids that have ranged from $1,300 to $4,500. And so that's $130 to $450 a square foot.
That was probably me, that $4,500 one. We actually give them numerous options. So in a situation like that, I give them the easiest way out, which is going to be a two-coat system. It's an epoxy poly system where they have their choice of color. That's done in 2 days. And then we move to our more expensive ranges, which are four-day systems.
And on that two-coat for 1,000 square feet, what –
My going rate is about $3 a square foot. There are some people that are buying stuff at Home Depot, and they're putting it down for $1.50, but it's not going to last. We buy the best material known to man, and it's not cheap.
And if they're not doing the proper prep work, that's a huge part of it, just the labor to get a good – you had said when we were talking to Bob about getting the floor preps, you have a clean canvas. Getting
Absolutely.
Your clean canvas for your garage, your new starting – top coat isn't just something you go up there and
our prep
power
days,
wash
our prep days are crazy. We start with a degreaser, and then we rinse that, and then we do an acid wash, and then we rinse that, and then we do a neutralization and rinse that one, then we power wash, and we're still a couple hours away from putting down material.
Very good. We're going to take Tim in Scottsdale on the other side of town, coming back across the 101 to the east, and wants to talk about his concrete outside. Tim, go ahead.
Yeah, I have it's a question. I'm not sure how you guys will answer it, but I run across a product recently that's currently only available in Canada that they're saying that it helps seal the concrete from water. And I asked them, I said, what's the benefits of that? And all they could tell me was it helps, any water that's on top, it helps beat it up and run it off. And then the other benefit was it keeps water from the ground seeping up in through to the top of the concrete. And I saw the videos. It's pretty impressive. But I'm trying to understand what the benefit would be if something like that out here in Arizona where primarily dry. But they say back in the east where it freezes, you get moisture into the concrete, and then that's what caused the concrete to freeze and crack.
Yeah, that's a good question. Out here we have a lot of efflorescence issues, where we have alkali and silica reactions happening. You'll normally see it as just kind of a white haze or a powder that seems to be coming out of your concrete or your bricks, and that's just coming from the soil. So one of the primers that we use is called an F-stop or an F-reducer, and it's a primer that blocks that from coming through. It's pretty new technology. It's only been around for a few years, but it's something we do on all of our projects. And as far as the sealing from the top, that's great. We do that on all of our applications, whether they're colored or clear, and that just makes it more cleanable and easy to just keep things from sticking to it, stains and dirt and that kind of thing. So it makes it a little bit more easy to take care of.
One thing that a lot of homeowners don't think of when they're building something extremely custom, they're doing it to their own style and taste. It may hurt the resale value if it's something so bizarre that no one else would ever want to own something like that. And it's something that we have to work a lot with when we're doing custom remodels for our clients.
Yeah.
For a concrete coated surface, you were talking about a two coat, or a silver and black metallic swirl that y'all had done. And I thought, that sounds very cool, but I think that would make me dizzy to live on. If I liked the home, I liked the area, but didn't like that, how easy is it to either demo that product or replace it? What are my options? It's thin enough. Can I just go over the top of it?
Yeah, anytime there's an application that's down, we need to determine whether it's sound. If it's sound, we can sand it down and make sure that we abrade it well, and we can stick to that. If it's not sound, then it's all got to come up, because common sense tells you if you go over anything that is failing and it continues to fail, if you go over it, then your stuff's coming with it. So we make that determination at the time of the estimate whether it needs to be removed or if we can go over it. A lot of people, when they're going to sell their home, they decide to put some money into it and in order to make the sale. And when we do the application, they always say, oh, my gosh, I wish we would have done this sooner. And now someone else is going to get to enjoy it. And we just put all this money into it, and someone else gets to have it, and we don't. So recommend don't wait. If you want to do it, don't wait until you're selling your house. Just go ahead and do it and get to enjoy it.
Susie wrote in this week from Buckeye and is looking to do a stained option. They have carpet now. They want to rip it up, and they're looking for a durable surface. They're done with the concrete. And it's an interesting question. We get it sometimes. She wants to know, will that concrete be hotter in the summer and colder in the winter to her foot?
That's a good question. I think it's going to maintain some surface heat. If the sun happens to be coming in onto the concrete, it's not going to dissipate down. It's going to be right on top. And in the cold temperatures, it's going to be a lot like walking around on tile. If the concrete's cold and it's cold outside, then your floor is going to be cool. So I think it pretty much reflects the ambient temperature outside.
And if you're keeping your home in the summer, I don't want her to think she's going to have a hot floor. It's not. Like you said, if there's direct sunlight in through a window or a big patio door onto it, it'll obviously be warmer in that area. But
right.
She's going to be like, if she's had tile, it's going to, like you said,
it's just going to be a sunlight thing, pretty much. Yeah.
Mac wants to know, how long after I poured my concrete do I have to wait to stain it?
That depends on what type of year. If it's done in the summer and the concrete is full sun, it's 7 to 10 days. If it's done in the wintertime and it's in the shade, it's usually right around 30 days. We need to make sure that all the moisture is out of the concrete, because everything that we do is sealed. And when you seal everything, if there's moisture still in there and trying to come out, it has nowhere to go but up, and it's not good for our coating. So we have moisture reading equipment that we can test the concrete and make sure that it's free of moisture before we coat. And that's part of what technology has done for us lately.